This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarro. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Marcy,
Betsky,
are you ready?
Hell
to
yeah.
To learn about a spooky place.
Always ready to learn about spooks.
I'm doing a house called the Harrisville House.
Ooh.
In Rhode Island.
Ah.
Okay.
And Marcy, one of our oldest states.
Marcy, you're correct. You're probably like, what the hell is this house?
What is it? Was it someone named Harris living there?
I'm going to tell you. This is the house that the movie The Conjuring was based on.
Oh,
so where that
shit.
The Perron family lived,
where that
and
witch
had
was?
Fucking Ed and Lorraine come in and do stuff where that witch was.
Where she got hanged.
Where she was hanged. I don't know how. But
we don't know
so
if she was hanged.
This old house, and it was built in 1736, and it looks like, did you send me an article? Somebody sent me an article about it, and it looks like
old as
such
hell.
Such a goddamn scary old
Ew.
Pilgrim
Ew.
House, you know, where it's just like this, I'm surprised it hasn't blown over yet. Like, it's old as shit.
They made that stuff with just mud and
just
horse hair.
Mud and it's so, it's old and spooky as hell. Well, it was up for sale this summer.
Did you buy it?
No. God, no. But this couple did. And they're both like paranormal investigators.
Perfect. That's who should buy it.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Like, good. Let them have fun with it.
Stop letting people with too many children move into places like that.
Yeah. I think it should be a thing where it's like, okay, too many kids. Some weird shit has gone down and your kids will get fucked up for life if you move here.
Yeah.
Okay. So he buys the house and he's living there before his wife and son come, and shit immediately starts happening. He says in an interview that he's like, it's been very busy, doors opening and closing on their own, footsteps knocking like in the damn movie. Ew. Disembodied voices, all of that shit. He was When his wife and son came, there was a big black mist in one of the rooms. It looks like smoke. It'll gather in one area and then it'll move.
Yeah.
Isn't that so creepy and gross? And already the house, you know, is stinky and old, yeah, and
like
just
that musty,
like
kind of old mildew of, yeah.
Like there's no way you can feel at home.
Stinky old horsehair in the
stinky
walls.
Stinky old. Like how old? What is that? 400-year-old ghost or close to it?
1700s, 1800s, 1900s. Like 300
300-year-old ghost hair and mud. You know what's in that mud?
Horsehair.
Horsehair and all different sorts of shit.
I just want to say I literally had to count on my fingers to three.
I know, I saw. It's okay. I just made a wild guess and you figured it out. Okay. So they also have seen bright flashes of light in rooms without electricity. Also, there are rooms without electricity.
Still?
That's fucking crazy, man.
It's not okay for gaming.
That is not good for gaming.
You cannot game at all.
You need electricity in order to game.
Look, I don't need this to be a PSA, but you gotta have electricity if you want to game.
That's it.
Game or die.
Okay, they've heard a creepy girl voice coming out of nowhere. They're seeing shadow people. They're seeing, it's like kind of like
The Conjuring.
The greatest hits of scary,
yes,
shit is happening in
best
this
of the
nasty
best
house.
Yeah, a medley.
And the dude who moved in there got a recording of a voice asking for Mr. Roger, which they are thinking must be Roger Perrone, the dad of the family. Which is so nasty and scary. But they plan on, this couple plans on opening it up to the public.
Oh, yeah.
To go in and do tours and ghost things.
Can you sleep there?
Things. I don't know.
Because I can't because of my gaming stuff.
Yeah, we got a game all night, so we can't sleep there.
I guess I can bring a generator.
What's your favorite game?
Oh, I love Duck Hunt.
Yeah, you're a big Duck Hunt head.
I'm a big hunt head.
You need a tube TV to play that.
I know.
Okay.
But you still need electricity for your
but
tube TV.
But you do
TV.
Need a tube. Yeah.
Oh, God. If my tube ever blows, I'm fucked.
Oof. Yeah, you're done for. You can't find another tube out there.
No.
No.
You go to every junkyard you can find in Wisconsin.
No.
Find more of Stephen Avery's.
So they're opening it up. Should we go?
Yes.
Stephen Avery's. Oh, no.
You got to go to all of Stephen Avery's junkyards and see if he hasn't burned them all.
Whoa. So we should go.
Yes.
Because apparently also after The Conjuring came out, a ton of people went to visit
I'm
that
sure.
house.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Absolutely. Let's
I'm
go.
So scared. Let's go to Rhode Island.
Truly, though, I'm having hiatus come up. We
there
gotta
we go.
Go do scary.
We'll do an East Coast tour of, like, Amityville.
Oh, my God. That would be a dream.
Salem. Yeah. All the spooky shit. Long Island. Isn't that, like, is that Amityville?
Yeah, that's where Amityville is.
Oh, okay.
In Long Island.
Yeah.
We could go. You won't. I already told you I wanted to go to Lilydale, and you said no.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, because of all the spiritualists. You think they're going to be crazy or can't?
No, it just doesn't sound like
it doesn't sound
that's spooky,
fun to me. Right, yeah.
Right.
I gotcha.
But
sense.
You could go.
I'll go. You could go. Go to a nearby cooler place and I'll go to the lame place.
No, I'm sure it's fun. It's
no,
just
it's fine.
Not my
I get it.
Thing.
Someone else.
I'd rather go put money towards something else.
Okay, fine.
Sorry.
All right, I'll go.
Sorry.
I'll go find 1,000 ghosts by myself.
They're
just chill old lady ghosts.
What?
They're all going to be old lady. Okay.
That's that.
That was really fun.
That's the Harrisville house based on The Conjuring. I'm sure there's so much more, but I didn't do any research. So
hey,
whatever, dude.
What are you gonna do? So if anyone has been there,
let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us everything.
Send us an email to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and any of your other paranormal experiences,
yes,
or weird things that have happened to you where you're like, I don't know what this is. We'll figure it out for you.
Yeah, we know everything.
We know everything.
Everything I've ever said on this podcast
is 100% accurate.
And if you email me to tell me I'm incorrect, you have a toilet monster come after you. Oh, that was a different story. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. You'll hear it or you've heard it.
Yeah, so why don't you go do us a fave? Go on over to wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe.
Review.
Tell
your friends. It is the season to get scared. I mean, for everybody, it's all the time. But Now it's happening. Hey, now it's
people
time.
Are will be more likely to dip on it.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Betsy, I'm very excited for our next guest.
So excited.
I will just say this. The moment that I met this person, I was like in love immediately.
Me too.
And I could tell that there was something very spiritual about this person.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I can just smell it on people sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that keen spiritual nose.
I got a nose bloodhound. For ghosts.
Nose for ghosts.
So this, you've seen him on Superstore. You've seen him on my show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
He's upcoming. Or currently, I guess when this comes out, it will be out. David Makes a Man.
Makes Man.
David Makes Man. I wrote David Makes Man. And I said, yep. And then Liza On Demand.
Oh my on YouTube.
God. Yes.
Travis yeah. Cole.
Hello.
Yes. Oh my Welcome. God.
Can I also just say that I do remember the day that I'm 100% the day that I met both of you. This specific day.
Whoa.
The day I met you, you were doing a show at the old clubhouse.
Oh.
And that was the first time that I had ever done improv. out
How
like
exciting.
with an indie team. And then the day that I met you, you had done this like random like sub show for, I don't know who you were subbing in for, but it was one of these shows at Franklin and I did not know what UCB was. And I was like, oh my God, she's so great.
Oh my God.
And then,
whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I feel bad that that's your memory of meeting me, because I remember meeting you, like talking to you at Intelligentsia for
oh,
hours.
Yeah. That was when we found out that I made Maude.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I did. So
I had like
fun.
Run into mm-hmm. Travis, but we didn't know each other like well.
Yeah.
Like, and then we just like ran into each other with our friend Oscar,
mm-hmm.
and then ended up talking for so we just sat
literally for hours.
That.
It was amazing.
Oh, and then that's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Oh.
You're great.
That makes me so happy.
So we always... Oh, wait. Tell us about all the things, though. Oh, I didn't mention the other movie, Aftermath.
Aftermath, yes.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is a.
Tell us about all of these things, honestly.
Well, okay. So all of the things are... Oh, he's so great.
Oh, my cat just demanded I
Bo
pick him up.
He's like, I have to be a part of it.
That's all he wanted.
He just wanted to be picked up.
Hi, Bo.
Did you see how he reaches, though? It's
oh,
so
he's
funny.
So cute. I'm on the show David Makes Man, which
yeah.
is running right now. It's really, really good. People are receptive to it, and it's actually very awesome.
Oprah
like I'm
Instagrammed you.
I know.
Oprah Winfrey.
I know. That's kind of, I can't with that. Honestly, it's
you,
a little
have
bit.
Have you hugged her?
Several times.
Oh my god. Does she give the best hugs?
Yes.
Of course.
Definitely. And when you can... I can't even describe what the feelings are when I think about everything that's been happening in that
yes.
realm.
Is being around her the emotional equivalent of tasting a cinnamon roll?
Let me think.
Just like warm. Sweet.
So, listen.
Delicious.
It's... When you missed your plane, you know, and it was a flight that you really needed to get on,
yeah.
and you were just like, oh my goodness, I am so angry. Nothing in this world can save me. And then you look up and there's a Cinnabon. And then one of the customers sees you and they're like, hey, can I just give you this free thing? Like, someone ordered it, but
oh my God.
It's fresh and we don't know where to go. And then they give it to you and then they're like, hey, like here, take here. And then... Just have like a fork and a knife and
yeah.
and also just look at you. You're like one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen. And then you literally eat into that and then you just, everything is perfect.
That's Oprah.
Oh my
That's
God.
Oprah.
That's Oprah.
That's Oprah. Yeah.
Comfort.
Incredible.
It's comforting and also you're inspired because you're
yeah.
like, oh yeah, I am amazing and everything is okay.
Yes.
Even in the midst of mm-hmm. like... this madness, like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Constantly having aha moments.
I do love a Cinnabon in an airport.
I fucking love Cinnabon so much.
I mean,
God.
There's never enough good reason. I mean, I guess a Saturday morning is a great reason to make a cinnamon roll.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But God. Just as a grown up, you're like, I don't know if I'm having
that
a cinnamon
middle
roll.
Part.
I know. But you and I are from the deep south.
Yes.
So like we know all about always having sweets in the house.
I don't know if it's always. Because people in the south were just so poor that they're like, we will give in to every indulgence. Mm-hmm. And because we don't have money, we can just be like, well, we'll fry it.
We'll put icing on it. Yeah. And I was just talking to my friend about this. So I was like, it was also, there was always a cake and it's all like sweets are this thing where they release endorphins. So it's like in the midst of like this darkness and depression, like you got to have something that's going to quell that.
Oh.
And I promise you every house that I went into in the South always had like a cake or something sweet.
Yes.
Because you better have that because it's the only, it's like going to save you, you know?
Or tea. Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea. Sweet God, I miss tea. It.
Now when I have it, my teeth immediately start hurting.
I know.
I tried ordering it in like North Carolina one time. And this
at
is
a Bojangles.
Too much, man. Oh, God. It like destroyed my stomach immediately.
I know. I tried to have a Sunkiss the other night and I was like, I haven't drank soda in so long.
You tried your best.
I tried so hard to have a Sunkiss. I just could not.
I was doing everything I could.
I love that so much.
I love that is the reality now.
Trying my best.
But you were so right about the spiritual thing. Like I can sense it in people too.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you all do this podcast.
Thank you.
It's so much fun.
It's the most fun.
It's everything that I look at my astrological like co-star. I'm on that.
On the pattern?
What? Oh, well, I know my numbers. Is that, are you talking about like your life, the life
no,
number?
No, it's.
What?
It's because I find if you are into any kind of like astro, like Susan Miller and co-star, like Susan Miller, look, she brings too much of her own baggage to the table.
She does.
Oh, is she the one on Twitter where?
She's always like, I got sick and fell off a plane. My son's trying to help me up and I'm trying to finish Aries.
That's
fell
true.
Fell off a plane.
Susan, chill out.
No one needs to know that. I know.
Maybe plan ahead. I don't know. Start this a little earlier. Yeah. I don't know why you're always rushing on the first of the month.
Wait, what's the pattern?
Okay, so CoStar is another one of these.
It's the app you put in everything.
Your birth chart.
Yeah, your birth chart.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And CoStar can be a little biting, right?
Yes, I will say, and sometimes it's like, this is a little repetitive, and also this doesn't make sense for this part. But then sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, I understand that.
I feel like it can be a bit harsh, whereas the pattern is all of the same things.
Okay.
But it's so, it tells you something that is so accurate every time you're like, damn.
Really?
Ooh. It is.
Really?
And you can add friends on it. So my friends, like, if we're like, so let's say like you and I are friends and I choose to, I can like get updates. It'll be like, right now, Betsy's going through a big change in her life.
Whoa.
For the next 4 months, her creativity is really going to expand or like.
So you can help each other out and like know what she's going through.
And it'll tell you like how similar you are or how different you are and like different ways that you might interact that are good and different ones that maybe like you stress each other out.
See, this is a problem. Like, because what happens like when people are like, your boyfriend is actually like, you may think he's perfect, but maybe don't date him anymore.
I don't know that it doesn't like, but like for
that
me,
worries me.
No, but for like me and Trish, my friend Trish, it says like Trish is really sensitive and sometimes your need to like make light of things can hurt her.
Oh, that's incredible.
And it's like, but you're just like, you can make a joke about everything. And sometimes she needs more.
She needs
like,
to be. And first of all, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get on the pattern now. And I wish more people had that. Especially, that's very specific because it's been hard. Basically, like now I'm in this spot where I'm very sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
To have people around that are like not, you know, they don't know how to like really handle, because it's like, you know, my father is dead and he died in March. So
soon. On the right as everything was happening.
Everything is happening. And it's like very difficult, you know, because people don't understand, because it's like their mortality is right there. Yeah. And you like see all these things. And then people that like, I can feel people's auras or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. It's this intuition. And it makes me so uncomfortable to the point where it's like, I might almost have to go into isolation because I can feel how other people are reacting to what's happening to me.
So
that's so interesting, though, that you're picking up on how people are feeling for you.
Yes.
You're picking up on their empathy.
I'm picking up. Yes. But it feels it's intense. It really truly is. And it's hard because like you can't be in isolation when you're literally being pushed into the limelight.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, hey, be I'm on like, all of these TV shows.
Right.
Okay.
Which is like a good thing.
Which is fantastic.
And it's like, oh, okay, cool. So way to go, universe, for making that all happen together. Because the curtains would be drawn every day. Because like, and when they can be, I let it happen. Yeah. And I just like sleep, because that's sometimes the best I can do.
Yeah, because you can't escape grief.
No, you cannot.
No matter what, like she comes for you.
Like in a way that just you're not ready for unless you've ever experienced it.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, but I honestly will say that weird stuff is happening. It's
really?
Just, yes. And I don't know how to explain it to people, because I don't know. A lot of people don't believe in spiritual and otherworldly things and, you know, magic, if you will. But I feel like there is a shift. I also was told, because I went to a psychic way before I did any of this, like right before I started this project. And she was like, you were going to work for a long time. You're going to have something in your life that's going to break you and shift you. And I was like, okay, that's very generic. And then she was like, there's someone with you. And she named my grandmother, my dad's mom, Henrietta.
Whoa.
And then the other day, this person that I had met was just like, there are two people that are with you. And it was just like a mom and her son. And
no.
I was like, oh my God. And it was weird because I had kind of felt that.
Yes.
I had kind of felt that in this way. Yeah.
Just chills all over.
My God.
Literally. And so now I'm just like, a part of me immediately went to the joke, well, now I'm definitely never going to masturbate again. But like the other part is like, oh, okay, well, that's cool to have.
Wait, speaking on that, I just want to say that like I have heard people who are like psychics and mediums talk about like that specific thing of like, what about masturbating, showering, or going to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
So here's just to like alleviate anyone's worry or stress about that. So like when you're out of the body, you realize these bodies are not like, they're not the end all and be all. Like this is like, we are much higher beings than these physical bodies.
Yeah.
And so when they see any of that, it's like the equivalent of seeing a baby put their fists in their mouth. Like they're just exploring, and like, they're like, they don't think of it as like, oh, you're masturbating. They're like, oh, those are babies. They're just exploring stuff.
They're not elevated.
They're not like judging it. They don't care. They're like,
whoa,
those are babies.
Oh, but they still watch.
I mean, they see it, but it's not the same as watching.
Yeah.
It's the same as like watching an animal, or you're like, oh, they barely know. Ooh, magic. Sorry. Betsy. Do you need to move that?
No.
There's a light that keeps hitting her.
Really bumping into it.
But yeah, like the equivalent of like being like, oh, look at the birds are doing. It doesn't bother you.
That's great.
You're not like, sin.
I know. No. That is just like guilt from religion.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Big time. No,
yeah.
Which is another, oh my goodness, it's so crazy when something happens in your life and then it changes the trajectory of where you think that you're headed.
Yeah.
In this space of like, everything that I ever knew yes. and ever is I'm seeing the light. It's like having your eyes open and you're exposed yes. and you feel like a crazy person.
I feel yes. like 2019 has been very intense for you specifically. Oh, like,
yeah.
It
yeah.
just like we were talking about earlier about like going from like kind of like, oh, will anything ever happen?
Ever happen. Yeah.
Like near poverty, yeah. at least for me.
100%.
And then your father's death.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, everything else was happening too. Yeah. Like you just were like.
Yeah. I was staying at the Four Seasons next to Charlize Theron.
Oh my.
During South by Southwest.
God.
Like we were on the same like floor, like on the suite Ugh. Floor. And there was these like candies and everything from Oprah that was just like, congratulations. And this was the premiere. And I was just God. Like.
And that's when you found out your father died?
I found out the day before, because it happened the day before I left for South by Southwest.
Oh. And then you couldn't even, like, go be with family?
No.
Because and, like, all you think is, yeah. like, I will never have this opportunity.
Yeah. And it's
important. It is important long-term for you to be there.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I'm learning, too, from this, is that sometimes... It's not. Sometimes, especially like there are some ties in the South that I think are important because my family, they live on land that my ancestors were slaves on. Right.
Whoa,
so it's like there's those. So when we talk about spirits yeah. and everything, it's like those that generational trauma that like, ooh, did he just sneeze?
No, he was just yawning. My cat was yawning. He was like, he's being really disruptive. He's coming back over here.
He's like, I'm a part of the ancestors. But yeah. like, no, it's there are things that can be very. It weighs you down and you can yes. feel it. And I felt it when I was driving into this part of North Carolina where I was just like, oh, it's so heavy,
yeah.
you know? And because I'm very susceptible to these kinds of an empath.
Yeah.
I can tell that these kinds of things, they stick on to family members and it just repeats itself until you actually get out of it.
Oh, wow. Like generational karma.
That uh-huh. makes so... Yes.
Yeah. And I am just...
And that trauma.
And the trauma.
Sticks.
And it sticks. And you have to... But you have to do work
yeah.
in order to deal with it yeah. and acknowledge it, right? And a lot of people don't know. Mm-hmm. They don't even know. They're just like, oh... My subconscious is like running the show and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
here's where we are, you know? And yeah, dreaming has been crazy.
Whoa.
And also, like, I've been conjuring people.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well,
like,
I'll go
that?
Into a place and I'll be like, oh, this person's going to be here. And then they are there.
What?
Do you think that's conjuring or premonition?
Maybe it's a premonition. I don't know the difference. What is it?
Well, like a conjuring is like that you created something to happen. No, just that you create like a manifestation or that you created it. Whereas like a premonition or like intuition would be like, I know this is happening.
Oh, it's that. It's
yeah.
that one.
Whoa.
Yeah, that happens. And that's been happening to me all my life.
Okay, so it's not new. It's not like, it's not like just like that your world has been blown open and all of
no.
a sudden, like, these gifts are.
Yeah, because have you been like kind of.
It's
empathetic
always been.
Or
mm-hmm.
Empathic.
Empathic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But empathetic is true.
Empathic, but in this way where, you know, when I was younger and I would always like be able to sense things about people.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know why, but you are either a good person or you're like not a good person. And usually I was right.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a way that's like a little bit much.
Yeah. I always felt that too.
Really?
And then it's hard to. To tell, oh, my cat's in your lap. It's hard to explain that, like, I'm like, I am repulsed by a person that has not given me any reason to be.
Yeah.
And it feels very wrong. And it's like hard to be like,
I've
this
had
is
that vibe where it's
bad...
just like immediately
yes.
like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, it's very helpful now.
Yeah.
Because
I
got tricked into being in an abusive relationship once. And that ended up like for me now, and I knew, and now I can read it in people, and I'm like, oh, I know exactly like what you are.
Yes.
And you haven't
and
even
don't
given
need
me
to ignore it.
And I don't even need to ignore it, and you don't have to give me a reason, and I'm not going to be like mean to you. It's just we're going to be separate.
Yeah, because we don't need to hang out.
You're a nice person, and I'm sure that you give. Bo is all over the damn place. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Bo is like excited. He's like this is a wild combo.
He's feeling the energy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you don't need, like you're probably give people the benefit of the doubt or be extra nice and like
I know. Yeah. I now realize that sometimes that people pleasing is like not important. In fact, it's actually detrimental and you don't need to do it.
Clock it, big chicken.
Yeah.
I feel 2019 has been a year of that for me, and it's like, you know what? I don't need to fucking it's fine.
Yeah, I always want people to like me, so I'm like, what can I do? But then I'm like, I don't like everyone. Why do I care?
I know. Yeah. And then it's like, but what about what I like? I had that question this year, and I was like, oh my God, what do I actually like? And it's been fun finding out.
Isn't it cool? Awesome?
Yeah, but it's definitely like, someone said this, which was very interesting. I was listening to a podcast about the show David Makes Man, and they were talking about my character, and they were like, Miss Elijah seems kind of like a high priestess. And what's interesting is that before that, I had been reading about queer culture in the Black community, especially in the South, and in Creole culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like queer culture and spirituality, like those things were hand in hand.
Yeah.
So a high priestess and like gender fluidity, these people that were literally leaders of tribes and people that had power and were revered in this way where I'm like, oh my goodness, what are we doing?
Also, like if you're able to connect to something inside of you that society is like, that's not how this works, your ability to see the truth about things. Mm. And I think that's a big part of that. I don't know. Like, I don't know how that connects, but it feels like it's true.
You just literally described my character in the show.
Oh,
and that's
awesome.
Like a deep thing that is very real. And I don't know if it comes from, I think now maybe it might come from having to be very observant and to survive.
Yeah.
You know, I think that might have something to do. But before like reading up on all these things, it's like, oh, it wasn't about survival. That wasn't an issue because like people brought them gifts. They were like, here is fruit. Here is water.
Yes.
How can we serve you? Because you are serving the community. You're serving this tribe. And it's like,
especially like, I don't know. I've been thinking, I have friends that like to discuss this a lot, but like it's the colonization that all of a sudden of these people that these European colonizers that came over and said, this is what is right and wrong. And then it was like, we never thought that before.
Yeah.
You
Ever.
Came in and you ruined,
you messed everything
cultures
up.
And
you're all sad and repressed.
Yeah. I know. Get away from me with your pagan culture and your God, like I don't want any of that. Like it's so not my thing.
Yeah.
And it's also very
thrive,
it takes
on fear.
Away the magic and not the fear and the love. Like it takes away and it puts in fear.
Yeah, it adds
and love and nature completely kind of taken out. Like
and
and if you think about all that stuff, it's only ways to rule women. People of color, people who are queer. It's like a way to oppress.
Yes, 100%. It's for white, old white dudes to be in charge.
Yeah.
Nasty.
I know. And honestly, it's, I'm really glad that there are subcultures of people that are saying no and do.
Yeah.
That's why I love this kind of stuff. Like I love, like,
that's a very even playing field.
Well, it is, isn't it? And I think what's important for me is like nature. I always go back to that because I think it's important to remember that we are made of stars. And isn't that magical itself?
Isn't that so
that's
cool?
That's fucking cool.
Oh, wow.
Like we are 100%. Like how, if that's not magical, like what are you talking about?
Yes.
Of course there's like magic.
There has to be.
My God, I love Bo.
He has never been this active around
the
podcast.
He's excited. Hi, buddy.
Yeah, he's pumped. It's good energy.
We Well, I guess I was going to say you believe in all the things paranormal.
I do.
Yeah.
I 100% do.
Because we always start by asking that, but we just launched right into it.
Oh, my God.
I love it. It's perfect.
We didn't need to ask. We got our answer.
Have you always, too? Like,
I think that I've always known, but I have never, there. Not until college was I able to truly have an understanding of what all of these things were.
Yeah.
But like, you know, ghost stories, the paranormal, all of these things are kind of like my favorite. It's like written in like, I love American Gothic kind of writing, yes. which led into like Southern Gothic. But like the paranormal is like everything to me. Hey, Bo.
It's so fun.
Have you had experiences that you would classify as paranormal? Other than like your psychic gifts, it clearly
Well, I have had experiences where I truly know that I have been like I've done something and I'm like, I know that I put this here. I know that I've placed it in this specific place and then it appears somewhere else.
Wait, can we take a quick break and then get into that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they have forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up, too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling. Okay, we are back.
Ooh.
And so you were about to tell us about how you have placed things in your life.
Yes.
You like, it's like a $5 bill you put in your pocket, but spiritually.
Whoa, Holy shit. It is a $5 bill. It is a $5 bill that I actually, oh my God, I used it. Yes, I used it.
Wait, what?
I used it yesterday. So that's one of the things that happened. That's really weird that you just said that.
I do this all the time though, right, Betsy?
Yeah, you jumped it like.
I use a very specific.
Yes.
And then
everybody's
being,
like, that's exactly it. Yeah. Whoa, that's crazy.
Oh my God, that is so weird.
Okay, wait, tell me okay, that then.
So, wait, yeah, so.
So here's what happened. I had a $5 bill specifically that I gave to this guy who was like a very toxic person, and he never opened the card. And so I took the card and I was like, I'm going to keep this $5 bill and I'll use it for whenever I need it.
Yes.
And I had it like in like where my passport was.
Yeah.
I've been keeping it there specifically. And then yesterday, I happened to have, like, I was unpacking some stuff, and there was this, like, big sign that my friend gave me from the show that said she needed a hero, so that's what she became. And it was, the $5 bill was in it.
As no!
If it was, yes. It was in it, as if it had been, like, placed inside of the actual frame.
Oh, fuck. Wait. I just got crazy chills.
So here's, and then I went to my passport in the Curious George, like I looked. There's no $5 bill in there.
It moved?
It moved.
Oh,
I don't
my
know what
God.
Happened. But I can't tell people that because then they start thinking that I'm fucking crazy. But it's,
whoa.
Yeah.
And tell me again, what did you tell yourself you were going to use it for?
For an emergency. And I definitely like need it right now. I'm like, I need to use this $5 because I've been like spending money on frivolous things and paying taxes. I'm like, oh God.
Do you think that though was...
But here's what
yourself it, telling yourself there's money.
Well,
like it's
that I'm taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And also that like this person was of like when I say toxic, he was my abuser, you know, and it was, I think, just a reminder. And I hadn't looked at this frame in so long because I had forgotten to, I wasn't unpacking like frames and like art because I was like, I don't want to, I'm not really living here in this new place.
Yeah, yeah.
And yesterday I was like, I need to make sure that I'm setting myself up for success and I'm setting my life up in a way that's like, no, this is where I am.
Yeah.
And I deserve to have art up on the walls.
Yes.
I deserve to feel comfortable. And even in the midst of like grief and pain, I like need to make sure that
What do you want?
Yeah. What do I want?
Yeah.
What do I like? And so I was unpacking and that $5 bill was right there, like in the crack of the, she needed a hero.
That
so that's what she became.
Is so crazy.
I know. And I
love it.
I had that I cried.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, okay, so I guess somewhat like I'm just being taken care of. And it's not a scary thing for me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that stuff has happened, but I've been so like either like fucked up to where I couldn't really like, I didn't really know what it really was, you know?
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of one of my favorite TV shows that is actually about grief. It's called The Haunting of Hill House.
Love it.
Oh, so good.
Literally. Just found out that each character, all the children, they were each in order going
different
through the five stages of grief the order that they were born. Right. And I was like, that is so wild, which is why the young girl like acceptance. That's why she. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Oh my God.
Watch the show. But one of the characters, Luke, who was like always kind of like messed up and like, you know, struggling with like addiction and all this stuff. When things happen, being like, what is actually real and what isn't? And now I'm at this place where I'm clear headed and I'm like, oh, well, I know what's real and it doesn't scare me anymore because first of all, death does not scare me at all now because I'm like, okay, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, and not in a way that's cynical, but in a way where like I get to take some of that pressure off. It's not about the death. It's truly about how I live my life. And that's what the problem was. I wasn't living that way. I was so scared about like what's going to happen like when I die.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, it took all of those experiences in that very moment to realize that what matters is right now how I'm living.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
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 Whoa.
So paranormal, like it's spiritual, all of these things. They're important to me, and yeah. I like to look at the signs, and I like that you are able to kind of like see the bigger picture, like how you're like, oh, is it telling you that you need money? It's like, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because when I'm stressed about something, it's like, I need to be reminded that I actually am taken care of.
Yes.
Now, my narcissist side wants to be like, what's happening? Why do I keep doing this about the psychic thing, though? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like.
Oh, well, to be fair, she did say that a pilot was going to get picked up and it never did.
Oh, you're psychic?
Yeah, the psychic thing.
Oh, damn it.
Well, but maybe another one did.
She literally named my grandmother.
Henrietta.
Also, she told me what she was wearing, and it was literally what my grandmother was wearing when she died.
Oh my God. Her,
not when she died, but what she was buried in.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like,
whoa. You gotta really be careful what you get buried in then.
Oh,
because
yes,
you wear it
forever.
Everyone will see you in it in the afterlife.
I know, and it's like,
yeah, you gotta put that in your will.
I know. Well, what if you're like cremated?
That's my plan, or become a tree.
Oh, that's what I want.
Cool. Well, sometimes they have a viewing before the cremation, right? But not always.
Not always. Not if you.
I'm gonna get cremated in my finest t-shirt.
Oh, yes. That's so sweet. Oh,
the fanciest t-shirt in all the land.
I know.
Yes.
Actually, and there's another psychic, too. That's one of my friend's psychics, because he introduced me to this person. And the reason why I got into the psychic is because we did this show. It was this pilot called Berlin. And it was written by my friend, Lewan Nasruddin. And he has like psychics and is all about the spiritual and like tarot cards. We do baths, like sound baths.
Yeah,
and you take those spiritual baths where you put in the herbs and everything. Like I am cleansing my house and lighting candles all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have an altar and, you know, things that I do. But he, at one point, he called me and was like, are you okay? And it was this year when I was having like my first, it was right after my first EMDR session, which is, ooh, that was a fun burp. Thank you, Perrier Peach. Brought to you by Perrier Peach.
So, I know, why do I always give people bubbly water podcast
burp? Oh, spirituality is amazing. But
wait, EMDR.
It's a new form. It's in the 80s of therapy that is psychotherapy that you do either tapping or you do something with your eyes to make sure
like
that
light therapy.
Yeah, where you are opening up both the left and right side of your brain.
Whoa.
To recall memories that are like traumatic that pretty much rule your life now, because on your subconscious and your reptilian brain, something happens, it whatever that is for you, whatever trauma
just
is for
you,
where it sticks, and then your body believes as it's like, okay, this is going to happen all the time, and we have to be prepared for it, and just go into fight or flight.
Oh fuck!
And it usually happens when you're a young child, whatever that is. It could be as small as like your dad being like, oh, I don't know, like maybe you shouldn't eat that. Because you're not going to be able to dance like a ballerina and you want to look pretty, right? And that, like something that small can set you off. Anyways, so I was doing this because it was like there's a lot of trauma in my life. Mm-hmm. And I am a big proponent of making sure that we deal with mental health.
Yeah.
And so I went and he like sent me to this person and she broke me in the first session, like, because it's very quick, like things that would not be revealed for like 2 years in a regular therapy session happen in like 15 minutes.
Whoa.
So I could not drive immediately after because
I
was
like,
oh
my God, yeah.
I forgot all about that. Like I forgot about the fact that like I lived on an Air Force base when I was about 5, about to be 6. And my dad was off at war in the Saudi Arabia, like the Gulf War, Desert Storm. And it was just my mother and I, and she had just given birth. My dad missed the birth of my younger brother because he was at war.
Uh-huh.
And it was just us like watching the news, like all of these like war images, and there were just all these guys with like M16s around. There were lots of guns and like terrible things, and I was like told to be the man of the house.
How fine,
which of course, you know what I mean, with you where you're like,
but I had forgotten all about those moments, and I was like, oh my god, I remember there was a time where I would literally like was taking care of my young brother. Like we just had to, because that's what being in the Air Force, like Air Force families and military families, like, yes, when they say that there's a lot of service that goes into it, it extends from just everyone. It's every aspect of their lives.
Wow.
And I like all these things came up and I was like, whoa, and I couldn't move. And then he called me and was like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, what? No. And he was like, my psychic just said, how's your friend Travis? You need to give him a call now.
Oh my God. 100%.
I'm in the Pacific Palisades, like shaking. And he like calls me because his psychic, who's like in New York City, called and was like, hey, you need to call your friend Travis now.
You guys That's have such incredible. Close relationships with your psychic.
Well, he does. I mean, I don't know her. I've never met her. She knows me because Whoa. He like talks about, you know, like me.
Yeah.
But she literally just ran. I've never met her.
And this was post your EMDR session that you were just going
right
through
after.
It.
Yeah. And he ended up like talking me down, and like we talked the whole time for like an hour before I could drive
back. Oh, that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was great.
Wow.
But it was also
that's
very,
incredible.
Like, and now when things like that happen, I'm like, oh, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's very, I don't know. For me, I used to not believe in certain things like that. But when we were talking about like manifestation, I realized that there is a way in which you can kind of not control. I don't believe that I have control over the aspects of my life, but I think that you can change the trajectory of your, based on what your perspective is. And then all of a sudden you see things that you didn't see before.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you get experience from that. So you don't need as much faith. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Then it just becomes like, oh, I've been in this situation before.
I know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind. I love it.
Belle and Beauty and the Beast, right? Something there I didn't see before.
Exactly. Oh, that's exactly it.
Stockholm Syndrome.
She manifested.
No, she before. He was so much hotter as the Beast.
Yeah.
I know.
Once that dude, once he turned to that nasty cartoon man.
I know.
I was furious. My second grade me, I was like, no.
I know. Do you guys know that when that movie came out, I was in Disney World in Florida. And my mom, she was pregnant actually with my brother.
Okay.
And we all, right before he went to the war, like we took a trip to go to Disney World in Florida. And they were screening that movie in one of the things.
Yeah.
And I went, and right when the Beast like scratches his hand, I got up and I ran out and I like ran away from my family.
My God.
And they had to find me.
In Disney World.
Yeah, in Disney World.
Whoa. I was like, that's too scary.
It was scary. I was
it's
like,
scary.
What is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come
no,
on.
Thank you.
I remember seeing like Finding Nemo with a child and they were like, the swimmers. And
yes.
Screamed and ran out of the theater. And I was like, kid. This is the
you're
least of your worries.
Yeah.
Divers are truly no big deal. Yes, they did take Nemo away from his father, but like,
no worry, no worry.
Oh boy, wow. So, would you call yourself psychic?
I would not.
Okay.
No, I would not call myself a psychic.
An intuitive, or
I would be an intuitive, and I would say intuitive, not a psychic.
But you can also read people's auras and you can sense spirits too.
Yeah.
That's so intuitive. I'm not saying that you're incorrect. I'm not trying to lie. I'm just saying that that's also something you can do.
Yeah. And it's more of I think it, for me, it usually happens when there's like a danger element.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's never when I'm comfortable or whatever. Like right now I'm like, there's nothing happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like if there's something where someone's like off or like, I don't know, I sense it yeah. and something feels weird and sometimes yeah. my chest gets tight and I'm not able to breathe.
Oh God.
Like yeah. a panic attack.
I have uh-huh. panic attacks.
Like, yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I don't have that thing where if you touch someone, you can kind of like
feel.
Oh my Ooh. God. Imagine.
I don't want that. No. There are people that have that. And I'm like, can you just imagine like, because you're basically like feeling everything that they've gone through in this way, from what it's described
yeah.
as.
No, I don't want that.
Would be awful to have that.
Yeah.
Has there been anything that you've experienced or seen or felt or whatever that like spooked you out though? That like really tripped you out in your life? Or has it never been scary for you?
You know, it has been scary.
Mm-hmm.
In my life, but it's usually not like I've seen a demon.
Whoa!
And
like
and I say that cuz like I don't know, cuz this is more, it seems like it's mixed in with reality too.
Yeah.
So like I remember my ex, his eyes, my ex abuser. I remember one day where he was having like a fit and his eyes went, and I'm not even kidding, like completely black. Like there was nothing there.
Fuck.
And that is what was giving me the most nightmares when yeah. I came back from that experience, was like, there is something is in you right yes. now that is not who you are, and it like is terrifying.
Whoa.
So that has spooked me out. But then there's also the fact that like if you walk around enough, like in the hours that I'm usually up, like which is usually like the witching hour, I always wake up.
Uh-oh.
Like in that area. Yeah. In that time. Yeah. And I'm like, why do I always wake up here? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. And also the numbers 10-23 are always like, I always see that number.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
That was yeah. one of my favorite radio stations back in Louisiana.
102.3.
Yeah, 102.3.
I think there's is a it? Good one in Colorado that was 102.3.
I don't know what
3.
It was, but
oh my God.
I like alternative or yeah. something. Yeah.
Like Incubus.
Yes.
Incubus.
I've seen that concert many times.
And me too.
Really?
My first concert was Incubus Linkin heads. Park in a Cypress
of,
Hill.
A bunch of bus heads. Also Incubus. That's a demon.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
It is. Oh, that's really scary.
They come to have sex with you in the
Isn't
night.
Isn't that a succubus?
What?
Succubus and an incubus.
And an incubus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. One is the male. One is the female.
Oh yeah. Succubus yeah. is a lady.
Yeah.
That's so weird. That just blew my mind a little bit. I'm really upset. And also like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, oh, of course, that's one of my favorite bands. Anyways, so, yeah, like, those things have spooked me up, but it hasn't ever been anything where I'm like, I've seen a ghost. That hasn't happened
yeah, okay.
for me. Yeah, I think that, I don't want to say that anything like that has ever really
right.
happened.
But I think seeing a demon in
seeing
someone
a demon,
is,
that's
enough.
Yeah,
horrifying.
He's definitely, like, in my phone as the devil because, and not even in a way where it's like,
oh no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the devil. He was so mean. It's like, no, this is
no,
like,
something's
a,
up.
This
a
is
dangerous,
dangerous.
Person.
Yeah. And I think too, you guys, like, have you ever thought about this? Like, I think that something happens to people. Cause like mental health, those issues run in the family, like schizophrenia, all these things,
yeah.
bipolar. I think something happens because I was talking to my cousin once who is schizophrenic and he was saying some things and I was like, I don't know if he's on this realm. And I think that something's happening where it's not just him going crazy, but like, what if he knows something that
we don't know? I think that often.
And I think that
I'm
it
like,
is.
What if
yeah.
they are connected
I
to
mean,
another Yeah, realm or whatever.
It makes sense though. If you're not firmly planted in this reality, that
yeah.
you could be reaching into other things.
I only say this because one time he was having like a fit And he tried to, and this is like in North Carolina, set the house on fire that my grandfather was living. And it was just like, oh, whoa, no, 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 don't do that. But that's the house that my dad died in the fire. And I'm like,
wait, what?
Yeah, my that's how, yeah, it was a fire and that's how he died. And
so your cousin years ago
tried to burn that house
down.
As
if he already knew.
That freaks me out so much.
Yeah.
And I try to bring that up and everyone's just like, no, stop. Like, don't talk like that. And I'm like,
super duper chills on that. Yeah. Like, yeah, that he maybe was trying to stop it.
Something.
Yeah.
And, like, if it burns down now, I can't do it
and
later.
And he's like, literally is not there at all. And sometimes he like smiles and I'm like, what? And I don't know. Yeah, I think about that moment all the time because everyone was just like, oh my God, he's so crazy. I can't believe he tried to do that. And now I'm just like,
he's so crazy. What I cannot believe he tried to burn the house down. Anyway, yeah. Would you like
some you want some sweet tea?
No.
So wild as hell. Yeah, no, but those are little things. They're big things.
Yeah,
so
they're
like,
big
I don't know. It's like, yeah. Everyone's like, has anything in your life scared you? I'm like, I am a genderqueer person in America.
Lots of stuff. So yeah, from the South, a lot of stuff scares me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of scary stuff. I don't need ghosts on top of me. Please don't add any ghosts. Please, God.
Oh my God.
Which, have you guys, there's this new series that's coming out that I read for, and I'm so actually glad that I did not get this, that's called Them, Covenant, and it's about the first black family that moves to Compton in the 1950s and like during the South, during the like Great Migration and everything.
Yeah.
And it's a horror anthology on top of like some of the most messed up stuff that has happened in California.
Whoa.
Here in Compton. Like, I'll just say this.
Yeah.
The Bushes, that George Bush Sr., he used to live in Compton. That's what Compton used
to
be.
Well, yeah, because like Baldwin Hills still like, they call it like the Black Beverly Hills.
Oh, but it wasn't like that before.
Right, because it was just like,
it was literally just.
But if you drive around down there, like on, is it West Adams and stuff, you see all these mansions.
Yeah.
Mansions and then poverty all around it.
And, and I was doing like research to try to like figure out like, oh, what was happening? And it's crazy how all of these like ghettos and projects and all these places were created and sanctioned by like the LAPD, the CIA. They're just like, we're
put
gonna
them Jesus somewhere. Christ.
Well, yeah. At first they were like, oh no, you can't live here. Absolutely not. And like finding out what the Spooks was the name of the first gang that was ever in Southern California. And that was a gang sanctioned by the LAPD and the CIA to literally spook black people out of the community.
No.
And they were like a club and a gang that lit, they would like bomb houses and lynch people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
So it's that plus horror. Like, like a mystical element. And I'm like, hell no.
That's no so way. Much.
And it's written so well. But I'm like, I'm not going to watch. I cannot.
Whoa.
Let alone be on set for that. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, just be in it every day and thinking
every
about
day.
It. And, like,
constantly.
Acting it out.
And then being like, oh, and like, because of this, here I am now in this like kind of world.
Yeah.
I know. I like had to hug a lot of white people after that. Whoa. To be like, let's just remember like why we love each other. You know, just like, let's be here and what's now, because that is like not real. Whoa. This is what's real.
Ugh.
But no, like there's just I think that the paranormal, like the spiritual, can work both ways too.
Yeah
You know, I've seen it work in my life in the way where it's like, in the midst of everything, how do I find joy?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I move through this pain really towards light?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now, it's like not perfect at all. It's not perfect. And sometimes it looks really crazy and it looks like, oh man, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I know that there has to be some kind of magic to take me out, because it's not just me, you know, like I'm a part of something bigger.
Yeah.
And I have to know that, you know, or else then I'm just alone.
Yeah.
And then it's all about me. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes I literally will go cleanse myself in the ocean.
I think that's great.
It's 100%. It's actually good for you. It's the salt water, like, cleanses you of everything.
Where do you go? Just up to Malibu or something? Or
I go to Paradise Cove.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, the outside, the part where you don't pay for it.
I don't even know what Paradise Cove is.
It's like right, it's in Malibu.
Great.
But there's like this little area that's like kind of in the middle of that in Zuma Beach.
Yes,
where
yes,
you don't
yes,
pay
yes,
and
yes.
you like go through people's houses. It's like going yes. through a community like oh. of all the mansions. And it's,
yeah, yeah.
It feels like, oh, I shouldn't be here. But it's like, yes, I should.
Yeah.
And it's so nice.
Yeah.
And I just go and I like walk into the ocean and I like thank the ocean. And I oh, like wow. to say thank you for the blessings and thank you for everything. And then I get out and I just oh, feel so much
that's
different.
Amazing.
Yeah, especially after a long weekend of like hooking up with randos.
Gotta go cleanse yourself in the ocean.
I'm not kidding. Sexual energy is a thing, you all.
Oh, I'm sure.
And like, I hope you're cleansing yourself after some of these people come in here, because they're
you.
Not just, it's not just them, you know, it's they're carrying the energy of
it
others.
Follows.
It follows
style. 100% follows.
Yes.
It does, guys.
Yes.
I'm like, this is real. That's the most where I felt like, oh Lord, I am so glad I didn't start talking about this. It's like, whoo, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, we could do a whole thing on sexual energy.
I mean, maybe we should have an episode of that.
About sexual healing.
Yes.
Or not healing.
Or not, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Travis, do you have time for us to listen to a story?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Okay.
Anybody like this, but I have just sort of seemed to attracted friendships with people who think that they are supernatural. So like people who think that they're vampires or werewolves, or that they're having a spiritual war with somebody. I lived in this house where I moved in because I was sort of friends with one of the guys that lived there. And so it was him and his girlfriend and then a married couple. And all of them, I guess, were involved, along with some other people who didn't live with us, were involved in some like Wicca like situation where like every other day there'd be some like emergency, somebody drained somebody's energy from far away, or somebody binded somebody else's power or whatever. And what was really funny is they would be doing it like in our living room. They'd be like living out these gigantic melodramas about like, Jenny had her power binded, how do we break the binding spell? And then I'd like walk out to make mac and cheese and they'd all stop, like, and they'd like act like they were having a normal conversation, and then I'd leave and they'd go back to like their big dramas. So that was fun living with them. I met a guy through them. At the time, I didn't know that he was involved in this fun circle. I could tell he had a crush on me. He would come over and then he would like find excuses to like talk to me or just interact with me. And I think eventually one day I was like, do you want to like go out or something? Like, what's your deal? I find stuff like that like a little bit adorable. So I thought maybe this dude's okay. And so he lived like 45 minutes away from us. And so one night, like the first time that we were ever going to actually hang out, I drove up to where he lived, and like, it was just like a shit show to begin with. I came to his house and he still lived with his parents. And he had a brother, who did have some mental handicaps, but he had like no pants on. And like, I feel like if you have a situation like that and there's gonna be like an adult at your house with like a dick out, like you need to at least be like, here's the deal with me and like the dick you're about to see. Regardless, that's unimportant. So we were hanging out in his bedroom. By the way, we're like adults. This isn't like a teenage thing. I'm like 20 in this situation, and he's also like 20. So we're hanging out in his bedroom at his parents' house, and we're just having a normal conversation, and he shows me that he has like a snake necklace and like a hawk pendant for a bracelet, and he proceeds to tell me about how like he's a vampire, but like a spiritual vampire, so like don't worry, I'm not gonna get my blood sucked, but that like he can see things like through his bracelet hawk. Like, he sends his bracelet hawk out to, like, spy on people. And, like, he can send his, like, spirit necklace snake out to, like, attack his enemies. And, like, he's a very, like, powerful vampire. And I just, like, I don't think I said anything. I think I literally just, like, laughed and got up while laughing and then walked out of the house while laughing and got into my car while laughing and then just like backed out and left. And every time he would come to my house after that, he would like act like weird and not want to talk to me. So yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is save like your hawk sentinel for like a third or fourth date.
Jillian, okay. You are very funny.
That was incredible.
That was very funny.
That was such a great story. Like, that's a moth story.
Yes. That is such a great moth story.
That is so good.
The specifics are wonderful.
So good.
It just, I love just laughing and walking out of the house.
Yeah, just like getting up and being like,
this is not
also,
for me.
Jillian, nothing, she would not be in a horror movie because it's like, no. She would literally like, as like, soon as there'd be a sign of anything, she'd start laughing
this and just be like, walk no, out and we be don't like, need this.
That's the end of the movie.
This is not yeah. how we're doing this today. I Jillian's out. Bye bye.
Oh man.
Jillian, God, she made me laugh so much. Especially like people were like, Carolyn's energy's been binded.
It's been binded.
Oh my God. Yeah, Jillian's making mac and cheese.
Oh my
making
goodness.
Mac and cheese and then being quiet.
I
like
definitely don't. Nothing like that has ever happened. I don't know that kind of world. I do know of, you know, certain spiritual and cultural rituals that are probably people would be like, what? That's weird.
Yeah.
But nothing like, oh, this person's binding. I will say that, you know, in Caribbean culture, like being in Florida for a little bit, there are, and I've said this before, like, I've met actual snakes before, but like in the form of people.
Yeah.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
And the thing is that I don't think that I've been specifically cursed, but I know that if you, here's some things. Don't tell people really what you're doing often because there, I believe personally, this is my experience that sometimes when you do that, you never know, but like someone will literally be like, they'll just think about it and have like a negative thought yeah. about it. And then all of a sudden it doesn't happen and yeah. it doesn't work. That stuff to me is real.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And you just.
And they might not mean to do it.
No. And it's so it's not like a, you know, I was binded, but it's also like, yeah, but someone is really like very jealous and like really like thinking about
shit.
You hardcore and sending out energy because energy is real. Like that's science,
yeah.
you know, and yeah. we're made of that. So that I get, but like the whole, like I'm going to send the Hawkeye out, like that Harry Potter stuff. I'm like that I haven't experienced. And also that's crazy.
Also like, look, to be like, I'm not a real vampire, just a psychic vampire. Like, what, he's going to drain my energy
every time?
He's going to drain
your spirit. Yeah. Well, that's called a narcissist and a sociopath.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want a dork narcissist. If you're going to have a narcissist, he's
like,
got to
be sexy.
He's
got to
be a cool, sexy narcissist.
You don't ask a narcissist out.
They ask you out, and they make you feel really good at first, and then
you
don't.
But then you realize it's just benefiting them.
Yes.
And they are a robot, and they actually don't know how to have, like, opinions and thoughts and feelings. They just
absolutely.
Are looking at you being like, oh, this is how a human acts.
But also clearly he wasn't because he would have tried to get like something out of her. And she
my
was just,
God.
Jillian was like, no. Jillian had a strong wall up.
I love her. No
I love
bullshit.
Her. Also, the here's what's about me and my dick in me. You know, like the dick in
yeah,
me.
Yeah, at least
is,
just.
Like talk about the dick.
Yeah,
that's
the
so funny.
You
can't
like, have a dick out and not talk about it.
You
no.
gotta warn somebody.
You gotta
you
warn
have
somebody.
I've had experiences where I've been making mac and cheese and roommates have been weird. and this is, but I have. Okay, so I lived with some really high, heavy, like. That some drug dealers back in the day
yeah.
like who were like very serious, but they had like these tabby cats and they were it was a mom, her son and her daughter. They were really fat And they left me with these tabby cats. And I was making mac and cheese one day, and these cats were like, low grumble. And all three of them started attacking me. And I like stopped making the mac and cheese, got out of the house. And I tried to call them, and they weren't picking up. So immediately I called the cops.
I called the cops
on cats. Meanwhile, like, was I a little bit high on drugs? Yes, but I was.
Of course.
And so I called the cops, and I was like, "These cats are trying to attack me. They won't let me in. The gas stove is on. I can't get back in. They're going to kill me. Please come."
Oh my god.
My roommates called me back, and they were like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "It's okay. I called the cops because the cats were on me." They're like, "There are drugs in the house. What do you mean you called the cops?" So I had to call the cops and be like, "I'm so sorry." Like,
the cats are fine. I got a spray bottle. Truly,
water
will make a cat stop anything.
It, like, literally, that's all it took. And I...
That is so funny.
I know. And then I realized, that's when I knew that I was the person that's like... Where's your manager?
You're a Karen.
I'm definitely a Karen.
A permit patty.
Something's not right. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, that's it.
I've said it many times. I will call 911. Guess what? You're here for me.
I know. Yes.
911.
Yes.
It's Marcy again. Travis, this has been so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Tell everyone what they need to be looking out for with you or where to find you.
Well, definitely follow me on all the social stuff at Travesties, TRAVISTIES, and that's on everything. And then you can watch David Makes Man on OWN Wednesdays. It was at 10. Now it's switched to 9 because Queen Sugar is done. Mm-hmm. And so now we took their slot.
Great. Okay. Earlier.
Yes. 9 o'clock, honey. I can sleep early. Love my bed. But also, Wednesday, September 25th is the premiere where you can watch for free on YouTube, Liza on Demand, the second season. You can watch the full first season for free now.
Ooh, check it out.
Thank you, Travis.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.